This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I was thinking on the scripture, Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. And I was thinking on that, we are the city that can't be hid because we are a peculiar people for God. And so glad to be here today. At this time, I present unto you, those that have an ear may be enlightened, our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to our elders, evangelists, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. I want to talk to you today about the eye of God. God sees all. What God's concerns are. And before we get into that thought, choir is going to sing this number, Obey the Word. Choir. Podcast is all about to encourage everyone that hear my voice. We do lift up the voice of God, that you obey God's word. And God's voice spoke the word. Before we go any further, Deacon Debbie, what's the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.deacondebbie.com. www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Glad to be with you here today, another Sabbath day. Yes. And I'm grateful for our late Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took, the life they lived. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And that doctrine is the Ten Commandments. And that doctrine has been watered down. It's called the Golden Rule today. But that is the strongest thing in the earth, God's Word. All power, as the scripture says, to as many as receive Him. I'm talking about God's word, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. So you and I, to become God's son, you must receive the word. It's all power in the word. And when you put it in action, you're more powerful. Isn't that beautiful? But it's a certain amount of power you have just to know that. And that's why we always start in Deuteronomy 4 and 6, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And you have wisdom when you keep God's word. That's power. To know what to do and what not to do. To know your left hand from your right hand. That's powerful. And most people today, and I'm talking about 99.75% of the people, don't know anything. They don't know their hand from their foot because they're in darkness. And don't say, well, Pastor Boy, you're judging the people. I'm telling you what the scripture is telling us. And the scripture was inspired by God. The whole world lieth in wickedness. But God is calling His people out of darkness into His marvelous light. And it's called the Ten Precepts. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. This is all about the eye of God. And we know that God sees all. But God is not concerned about all. He's only concerned about the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's what He came here for. Came here to save that which was lost. Now this world, God owns this world. But He made a devil who is the prince of this world. And every man that is born into this life is born in sin because of Adam's transgression. Now, if you would choose to live for God, God is going to make a way for you to find Him. And He will find you. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, Deacon Franny, will you read?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen,
what?
Nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him.
So everything God hath prepared for those that will love Him, the eye that was born in this life haven't seen that. And regardless of how you feel and what you say, it's what's written. And if we don't believe what's written, we might as well fold up the Bible, the compilation of scriptures, and say, I don't know who wrote this. I don't believe anybody wrote it. It was made up, and just chunk it.
Right,
don't believe anything. Don't believe one book and not believe the other. Let's not believe one scripture and not believe the other.
Right,
because we understand that God inspired all to write. He inspired those that wrote to write about that devil and how he influenced man,
right,
whom God created.
That's right.
And then God inspired those he did to write about how those that obey his word, how they were blessed. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them
that love him.
That love him. What? Yes.
but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Now, the things that God hath prepared for those that love him, God revealed this to us by his Spirit.
Yes.
You can't get this on Google.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You're going to Google and say, what have God prepared for us? Google can't tell you this. And even if the Spirit of God were to relay this information to Google, it takes the Spirit of God to reveal it to you.
Go ahead.
If God is not working with you, you still can't see it.
Go ahead. That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Spirit of God led Moses to write about the creation and about all that he gave Moses. But if the Spirit of God is not working with you, it means nothing to you. This is what is happening in the world today. The Spirit of God is not revealing the writings to the people, and they think it all is hogwash. All is alien. We don't understand it. So they take their mind, their imagination, and say, now this is what it means. No, it's got to be broken down to you by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. What?
For the Spirit searches all things.
God's Spirit search all things. So it don't matter what dispensation we're in or what we're going through or what it pertains to. We consult God.
Right.
God have an answer for every question. Mm-hmm. It's in here.
All right.
And God can lead you to the answers through his Spirit. Beautiful. Read.
Yea, the
deep things of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So God revealed the deep things, but just the surface things, the natural man can't understand that. What does the 14th verse say?
14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
That's why as this broadcast goes forth, most people don't respond to it.
Right, Pastor.
So what is he talking about? Because the way of man is surface and it's in darkness. And it's giving you the wrong interpretation for what God is talking about. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. What?
For they are foolishness unto him.
It's foolishness to most people that believe that the cross that he was nailed to is the emblem of God. It means something to God. It only means something to those that killed him.
That's right.
There was an instrument they used to hold that body down to kill him.
Yes, Pastor.
But that's not the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is the Word.
Yes.
Because that will hold the old man down if we yield to it.
Yes, Lord.
It's foolishness unto
him.
Him, what?
Neither can he know them.
You can't know them because what?
They are spiritually discerned.
So if you can't know them, the only thing is to believe.
Right.
Like Abraham did. He didn't know where God was leading him, but he believed God and followed the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful?
Looking for that place that God was leading him to. And as you yield yourselves to God, your mind becomes spiritual and you begin to understand, you begin to see.
Yes,
when you follow the Spirit of God, you get light.
Yes, Lord.
As you see the light, walk in it.
Yes.
And you get more.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things.
Well, people say, I'm spiritual. If you don't have the law of God in your heart, you may be spiritual, but not spiritual in God.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
The devil is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can be spiritual. It don't mean you are spiritual in God.
Right. Yes.
He that is spiritual, what?
Judges all things.
Because when you have the Spirit of God give you the judgment. What?
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
Why? Because the man that's judging you is natural and they don't know the things of God. So how can you judge me if you don't know God? How can you say, well, Pastor Boyd, I'm going to tell you about love and you don't have the Spirit of God and you don't know God?
Right.
How are you going to tell him about love? Because what I'm telling you is according to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit is written out.
Yes, it is.
What God is requiring.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
Pastor. One may say, well, you're being arrogant. That's what the Scripture says. You call that Scripture arrogant. Because the Scripture says, he that is spiritual judgeth
all things.
All things, yet
Mm-hmm. He himself is judge of no man.
You can't judge the Spirit of God. And it's not judging me, it's judging what I bring. As the Lord said, I'm not judging you. What I bring, the word I speak, that's what's judging you. You're judging what I bring, and what I'm bringing is what's written. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
let's go to Psalms 32 and 1.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Eye of God is the one that is bringing you what you cannot see. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And more importantly, you walk by faith, not by sight. Psalms 32 and 1. What does it say?
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
We say, well, blessed is the peacemaker. That's true. But if your sin is not forgiven, you're not in the blessed plan.
Right.
And your sin is not forgiven if you're not keeping God's commandments.
That's right.
You're not keeping his word. How can your sin be forgiven you? But blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. What?
Whose sin is covered.
Whose sin is covered. Fifth verse, what does it say?
I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid.
Isn't that beautiful? We have to acknowledge, and you're going to acknowledge your sin to the one that is seeing for you.
Right.
Yes.
You can acknowledge your sin. So I acknowledge my sin to God. What did you do? I told God about it. I ain't telling you.
No.
Now, that's where the Catholics kind of got it part right. You got to confess to somebody, but you don't go to the seer and go close it in a box. They don't know who you are. Who are you, my son? I'm just a son. Just listen to what I got to say. How foolish is that? Then if they don't know who you are, you got the cage shut. You might as well stay home and talk to God. So I've been talking to God all day, preacher man. God have forgiven me. I'm going to tell you that.
Yes, Pastor. That's right.
But what did you do? Well, I shot somebody. I didn't like the way he looked, but I told God I made a mistake. Forgive me, and I'm done. Don't work like that. Did you go to the family? Did you? You know what I mean? Somebody got to bring the judge. Tell you how to get the forgiveness.
Yes.
And more importantly, do you plan on doing it again? Well, I plan this thing out real good. I don't feel bad, but you know what? I did ask for forgiveness. You're not forgiven. You got to have guidance how to get forgiveness. Acknowledge what you've done. What?
I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid.
What are you hiding that you feel?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
That's what man don't understand. That all men should honor the Father, Son, as they honor the Father. So if you really honor God, you will confess to the Son.
Right.
You got to confess to someone.
Yes, Master.
How can you say you confess to God who you can't see when you cannot confess to the one that you can?
Right.
To know this is between me and God. Only God knows. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It is only you, because God ain't in this. Three.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Yes. What does the eighth verse say?
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way.
So God got someone to instruct us, to teach us in the way, how we get forgiveness.
That's beautiful, yes.
And more importantly, how we don't go back into this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I will guide thee with mine eye.
God guides us with his eye.
Beautiful.
Now, what eye of God can you see except you see a body?
Go ahead.
So I look up the sky, I see God's eye. No, you don't. You're lying. You don't see God's eye. Because God don't have a natural eye. He can make one up for you if you need that.
Mm-hmm. That's Pastor.
And yet he did make one, his leader.
Yes, yes. Lord.
I will guide thee with mine eye. What?
Be ye not as the horse.
Let's not be like a horse. What?
Or as the mule.
Or a mule stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which have no understanding.
Don't have no understanding. But the mass of the people today have no understanding. Like a mule will not listen to the instructions. What?
Whose mouth must be held in with bit.
That's how you control a mule and a horse with a bit. What?
Mm-hmm. Lest they come near unto thee.
So it's telling us, don't be as the horse and the mule,
yes,
whose mouths must be held in with a beat, with a bit or bridle,
mm-hmm.
lest they come and you gotta fix up a bridle for you.
Yes, Pastor.
And a bit if it's for you to be saved.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what some need. Let's go to 1 Samuel.
Beautiful, beautiful.
9:3.
Mm-hmm.
God got an eye to guide us in the ways that we should go.
Yes.
And our job is to follow.
Yes.
Say, well, Pastor, I can't see. That's what the eye is for, see for you.
Yes.
You are supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. And even that eye that God have for you walks by faith and not by what they see. It's how what God is telling them and what God is showing them. Vision. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Samuel 9:3, what does it say?
And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost.
What?
And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee and arise, go seek the asses.
Now read the fifth verse, because they were looking for Saul's father's asses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. And when they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for asses.
What?
And take thought for us.
And take thought. What did he say?
Mm-hmm. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man.
Oh, every man of God is honorable.
Yes.
And the scripture says that all men should honor the Son as they honor the Father. But where is the honor? Because people don't know God.
Yes, Pastor.
And those they do honor, they worship them because they're able to do what they want to do and get told you're yet going to go to heaven.
Right.
That's not true. And most of the time when you really find out what God is requiring, it makes you back up and not honor God. But we're supposed to press over that.
All right.
Give God the honor that's due him. Read.
All that he saith come surely to pass.
What?
Now let us go thither. Preadventure, he can show us our way.
He'll show us our way because the man of God shows the people the way they should go.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. The way that the world is going now, these preachers got people going the wrong way because they don't know God.
That's right.
You're not going to make it to heaven just saying, I believe he died on the cross. That's not the way to heaven. To believe, you must have works. If you believe he died for our sins, you should keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. As he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the way to eternal life.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, what does the ninth verse say?
Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer.
They were called seers because that was God's eye.
Yes, yes.
They're able to see our way.
Beautiful.
And they saw it because God would let them see which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The eye of God, the seer.
All
what?
Right. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
And it's not just a prophet.
All right.
It's God's anointing. Whether you're an apostle, pastor, teacher, that's the eye of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians again, 2:9.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Least we should keep this in our hearts,
As
it is written.
But as it is written, I have not seen.
We have to understand that and believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't come telling me what you knew when you were a babe.
Thank God.
God did this and God did that. We talk like that because the forefathers taught like that and taught us to talk that way. And they didn't know God if they didn't keep God's commandments.
That's right.
What?
Sir. Nor ear heard.
What?
Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
So when you love God,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what God had prepared for you,
beautiful.
But you should believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Follow God. That's what we signed up for.
Yes, Lord.
All that the Lord have said will we do. That's what Israel said. That's who we are.
Yes.
Israelites. We are Jews.
Yes, Lord.
Because we've been circumcised at heart.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We are true Christians, which means we are Jews and we are Israelites. So don't come writing, telling me or texting me saying, now the Jews say they're Jews. Who you say you are? Are you a Christian or what are you? We're true Christians.
Go ahead.
And we know what we worship. Because
yes.
salvation is of the
Jews.
Thank
God.
Anywhere you find salvation, it must be a Jew. If there's not, you make the scripture a liar. God is not a man that he should lie.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
So whatever you get, you're going to be revealed by his Spirit. So many of these preachers and people say, I have the Holy Ghost. Let's go to 1 John. Right. I have the Spirit.
All right.
But if you have the Spirit, then you should be agreeing with God's word.
Yes.
How are you going to have the Spirit of God and say he rose on the first day of the week when the Spirit is telling you he was cut off in the midst and you can't get 3 days and three nights
That's
from
right.
Friday to Sunday?
Go ahead,
How are you agreeing with the Spirit?
Go ahead. That's right.
What you feel and see is a lie
right.
that's been handed down.
Handed down.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it has.
1 John 5 and 7. What does it say?
For there are three that bear record in heaven.
Only three say, oh, there's a Trinity. It don't tell you about no Trinity. You can call it that.
No.
But there's three.
Mm-hmm. The Father.
The Father.
The Word.
The Word.
And the Holy Ghost.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, not more than that. It's Jesus. It's Jehovah. That's what he's called. But the scripture said there's three.
Mm-hmm.
Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. What?
And these three are one.
They're one. They're not a Trinity. It's one.
Right.
They have one Spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We're talking about the Father, who is the Word. The Word. The Father is God.
Yes,
the Word is God.
Yes, Master.
The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is God. That's why they're one. It's all God.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
What does the 8th verse say?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
Now, there's only three that bear witness in the earth. What?
The Spirit.
Now, you say, I got the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit.
All right.
So if you have the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, you should agree in whatever the Father's asking you to do.
Right.
You should agree in the word, because the word says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Not yours, but the Lord.
Yes.
You say, I can choose any day. So you regard the seventh day. I regard the first day. But I regard it to the Lord. You might regard it to the Lord, but that's not the Lord's. That's not the Lord's rest day.
That's
the
right.
seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you have the Spirit, you agree with the Word. You
right.
agree with that.
All right.
You agree with the Holy Ghost.
All right, right.
Holy Ghost lead us mm-hmm. to the house of worship for the rest on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You should agree with that
yes.
if you say you have the Spirit of God.
Right.
The Holy Ghost said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days
Beautiful.
And three nights. How do you get 3 days from Friday if you say he was crucified on Good Friday or the sixth day and get him up on the first day?
That's right, Pastor.
Six, seven, and then one.
No, Pastor, it's not.
The first day, which is the sixth day, which we call Friday, you say it was Good Friday. He was hanging on the cross. So that daytime, he wasn't in the heart of the earth.
No,
so that night was the first
night.
Time spent in the heart of the earth.
Right.
The first day in the heart of the earth was the seventh day,
right.
the day of rest.
Yes.
He honored his own day. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy.
Beautiful.
Day of rest.
Yes.
The second day in there was the first day of the week.
All right, Pastor.
So the third day had to be sometime on Tuesday. All day he had to be in the heart of the earth. Tuesday. How do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to, how do you do that? And if you all have the Holy Ghost, you should agree with this math. Agree with what the Lord said, the prophet, the eye of God telling us that. Daniel, the eye told us that. Cut off in the midst of the week. If you believe the prophecy of Daniel the Lord, you can get it by the midst of the week. 4, 3 days either side. 4, 4 night. 5 nights, 6 nights, 3 nights.
Go ahead.
5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 3 days. So when they came to the sepulcher early the first day of the week, he was not there. He had already risen, as he said.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Beautiful,
Pastor. I told us that. But you're going to hobble yourself down to the church on the first day of the week and think you're going to find something. You got nothing there.
Beautiful.
Yes, but the Spirit of God has revealed this to us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8255. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.